listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Have I ever told you guys what a great audience you are? You've been writing to me quite a lot lately, and I've been listening. You've been saying that you want to hear more ska and reggae. So I'm going to add that element to the show, and we'll see how it goes. It's definitely an important part of mod history and mod music. Two-tone was how I got into mod in the first place. And, of course, that took me back to roots and early ska and reggae. It also helped me understand skinhead culture and the relationship between mod and skinhead. And it's also a huge part of the UK culture. So I'm going to start the show off with some ska, throw some in throughout the show, and I'd love to get your feedback, see what you think. Is this a good move for the show, or is it derailing the show? You tell me. In the meantime,
yeah.
Yeah, some pretty fantastic roots ska there. Starting off with Byron Lee and the Dragonairs. Jamaica ska, that's on the Cantone label. After that, the Wailers, that's Bob Marley. Way back in the day, track called Ska Jerk, which is like a ska version of Cool Jerk. That's on the Coxone label. And finally, Roland Alfonso and the Skatalites, Guns of Navarone. That one was a massive theme for me back in the 90s. Scooter scene in Vancouver. Used to listen to that. Used to be like the in my head all the time when I was riding around. That's on the Music City label and absolutely love it. Ska came into popular culture in the 60s as a dance as well as a type of music. Dance called the ska, which soon became the monkey. And since then has turned into the skank. But the monkey and the ska are very closely related dance moves. And, you know, everybody was going ape for the monkey.
Yeah. like it's cold outside in January. Don't nobody move now. When I say get down, I want everybody to get down. Okay, here we go now. Here we go. Now get down. I kill the front.
Looks like we got ourselves a taste of a few different dances there, starting off with the Monkey. Track's called Everybody's Going Ape. That's by Jimmy Soul on the SPQR label. After that, Harvey Scales and the Seven Sounds. Get Down. There's a few dances dropped in that track. It's on the Magic Touch label. And I finished everything off with Lou Lawton doing the Philly Dog on the Capitol label. But now that we've dipped our toes in a few different genres, from ska and reggae to R&B and soul, let's indulge some freak beat and garage.
I can never see thoughts which I was occupying. Things that I can never find. When I have to part from you, my guarantee it is true. It's only when you're gone you lose my mind. Things we used to have, they no longer seem to be the same. just a game. If I only could get through the words I want to say to you, now we might discover that I can't take the blame.
Thank you.
We are really bringing the full cornucopia of mod sounds here today. Started that set off with the pretty things I can never say on the Fontana label. And then the Barbarians, as promised, flipped over that 45. Are you a boy or are you a girl on the Lori label? Hilarious how naive back in the day ambiguity and gender had everything to do with the length of your hair. It's just so silly, but a great garage song that became a punk classic. A lot of punk bands covered it, and it was really two fingers in the air to the establishment, which is great. Finished everything off with the Foundations. Really interesting band, the Foundations. Had a lot of different people singing, so you can never really pinpoint who's singing. I love that track. It's called I'm Gonna Be a Rich Man, and it's on the Uni label. 1970, and they were around since about 64, 65. So they went through a lot of changes in members and in sound. And this is post Build Me Up Buttercup, which to me was when the band jumped the shark. That was 1968. So perhaps they redeemed themselves a little bit here. Either way, fantastic dancer. Now I'm going to play you another set of ska and reggae, starting off with a track that just haunts me.
My dream last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper son, he was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in wonderland, staring far away. The tree blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear the tale. The teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. The little bo peep has lost her sheep last night. Dream last night about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess did the reggae, reggae, reggae last night. About Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. I did the reggae, reggae last night with the princess, my bride. The Duke and the Duchess was there with me to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in a wonderland, staring far away. I did the reggae, 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 reggae last night. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Do the reggae, 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 reggae last night. Up in the first place, and it called up the place.
To 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host Mod Marty. Stay connected, visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
One of the really weird things about records that are pressed in Jamaica is that they look like they were done in someone's backyard. They're so gritty and they have sharp edges. They're a little bit thicker. The labels are done on like an old hand crank Gestetner printer. And the LPs are printed on like cereal box cardboard. They're so DIY, it actually adds to how fantastic the records are. But their vinyl is full of flaws. I started off that set with John Holt, Alibaba, on the Treasure Isle label. I don't know what it is about that song, but it's haunting to me. After that, an absolute classic, something that was requested every week at the Mod Club in Victoria. Shout out to Shove, to the Skinheads of Victoria. And listening to that track made me really miss you guys and miss those days. The Pioneers, Long Shot Kick the Bucket on Trojan. And finally, I played a track by Jackie Mattu, who is basically, and I mean almost literally, the Booker T. Jones of Studio One. He was the organ player for Studio One, played on so many of these records in the same way that Booker T. was the organ player for Stax, or say Earl Van Dyke was the organ player for the Funk Brothers, Motown. The track that I played is called This Scorcher, and it never came out on a 45, so I played it off the LP. The LP is called Keep On Dancing. That's on the Coxon label imprint. I'm actually having a lot of fun with all this ska and reggae, more than I thought I would, but now let's jump back into some soul and R&B.
Long tall, styling from Canada. kennel, 'cause baby, I'm so hot to hell now, yes I am. Actions speak louder than words, and I'm a girl with a great experience. I know you got another girl, but I can love you better than she can. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I want to prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you put your hand with me? Girls and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but tips and love. Goody little thing, let me light your candle, 'cause baby, I'm so hard to handle now, yes I am. Your kennel, 'cause baby, I'm so hot to hell now, yes I am. Hey, give it to me, I got to have it, good old love it, I'm your hell, baby. Hey, baby, give it to me,
Shorty Long started everything off there with Function at the Junction. That's on the Soul label. After that, Bobby Lester, Hang Up Your Hang-Ups on Columbia. And finally, Patty Drew, Setting Fire to Hard to Handle. Great version of that track on the Capitol label. And now I'd like to get into a little bit of Psych.
Softness, and why did it harden, and what has been Over the floor, where is the bamboo, and why did he leave her, and what has he done?
The Move started things off there with Fire Brigade on the A&M label. After that, a rare Vancouver psych number by a cat named Tom Northcott. It's called Who Planted Thorns in Miss Alice's Garden? It's on the New Syndrome label. And finally, The Zombies, Care of Cell 44. That's on Columbia, and it is, of course, off of their amazing concept album, Odyssey and Oracle. Came out about 1968, and that's one of those albums that's totally worth listening to from start to finish. Okay, time is tight, so I'm going to play one flip of that Chris Clark track that I played for you last week. She does a phenomenal version of Put Yourself in My Place. I'm going to leave you now with another Jackie Mattu track, and the reason why I'm playing a second one is because it's a very different style. I really like what AllMusic.com wrote about this. They wrote, "Here he, Jackie Mattu, pays tribute to another stellar group of session men, Booker T and the MGs, house band of Stax. Of course, Mattu does it in his own inimitable style, for Get Up and Get It is an homage to their sound as seen through the prism of Jamaica's Own. It's an exhilarating number that beautifully captures the MGs' riff-driven style and funky beats, acknowledges their impressive flashes of sizzling guitar licks, and graciously bows to Booker T. Jones' talent. As Mattu floats his own solo, Booker T's style, above the coursing arrangement. Southern rock and soul with an island flair. Get Up has all the drive and go of the Stax men at their best. The perfect tribute."
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.